The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Kahn, Pesach in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin, I am Beis Amar Aleph. In the sugi of Bava Machteres, we have a machlekes between Rav and Rava. Rav says that if a Bava Machteres took Kalim with him, he is potter from returning it, because he was chayv and misa when he took them. And Rava argues and says that since the kelim are still be'en, he has to return it. Why? Because since they're be'en, it's only hashava, and it's not considered tashlumim, and therefore it's not considered like two einshim, and therefore we don't say come leiv derabim v'nei, and he still has to return them. The Gemara says that Rava had dichri that were stolen from him through a machteris. And when the Ganovim wanted to return it to Rava, return them, he refused to accept it since Rav said that they were potter. Taisus and Dibra Hamaschil Loikablenu asked a question. And he says that even if you're potter b'dinei Adam, you should still be chayiv b'dinei Shemayim. Because we know that the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rava says, and Dafsari Aleph Amar Aleph, Rava says that Esnan Osir Torah Afilu Ba'alimai. An esnan, a payment for znos, a tle that a person was going to give from znos, is also to bring for a carbon, even if the payment was for a son who is Bo'alimai. And Rashi explains over there, Rava Omar esnan also terafila Bo'alimai, v'nosam la'tleb esnan, esnan who, he gave her, but if he actually gave the tle, even though he was potter, it's an esnan. But also the carbon, the esnan stomach, see, v'loshna imai, v'loshna puya. Even if she would come to Bezin and say, give me my esnan, give me my tle, we wouldn't be mechayev him. When he does give it to her, esnan hu. Even though you can't get it in Bezin, it still has a din from esnan. Alma, we see from this halacha of Rava, afil b'makim misa nami rami tashlumule, even b'makim misa, because there's a ben of Baal Ima, there's a Misa, still, there is a Chiyav Tashlumim. Ela she'en kayach la'onshoi b'shnayim. Bezin does not have a right to give out two oinshim. Al v'yidei shemayim lo yotz, he's not yotz v'yidei shemayim, ad she'yishal, until he pays. How do we know this? The lo'y roma tashlumim aleo, if it wouldn't be that he's v'chuyav to pay her, you wouldn't have to owe her for this. Kiyav and Nele, if when he gave it to her, mi have esnan, why is that considered an esnan? Matana Balmu, he gave her stam a present, the Yovle that he gave to her. So we see that since he's mechuyev to be yotze yidei shemayim, it has a din from a payment. Vigabe choysim nami, the Gemara before is referring to leisachim shorvedishoy, nami tashlumim rola, elo, she'en koyach bebezim la'onshoy shnayim. So we see from here, that the kivin the ramu tashlum lessons the tashlumim is on her la yotzi de chevosa achi yishalim. So we see from this Rashi, we see from this Gemara that even though there's a din of kamei b'rabim minei, but there's still a chiv of tashlumim. So why didn't Rava accept the dichrim from these ganovim? Toisus answers v'yishalimat that over here they only want to return if they're mechuyev b'dei adam b'dinei adam, and since they weren't mechuyev b'dinei adam, so therefore Rava did not want to take it. Chaim Oizer in Chelek Aleph Yud Ches wants to give a different teretz, and he wants to say there's a difference between the Kom Leib the Rabbinei of a Chiyav Bezin and the Kom Leib the Rabbinei of a Roidif. Rashi explained that Bezin, the reason why we have a Kom Leib the Rabbinei by Bezin is because Bezin has no right to dispense two oinchim. So therefore, they can give the Misa or be Mechayev the Misa, but they can't also be Mechayev the Momen. But the person involved is still not, the person who you owe the money to is not giving the Misa. And since he's not giving the Misa, you're not mechuyev Misa to him. Therefore, he is allowed to take the money, or there's a chiyuv to pay him b'dei shemayim. But just that Bezin is not allowed to collect it from him. However, by Roidif, it is different. Because by Roidif, each and every person has a chiyuv to act like Bezin, and each and every person has to kill the Roidif. So therefore, he's actually giving an oinish on being mechayiv. He's actually giving an oinish, or being mechayiv an oinish to the roidif. So therefore, he cannot go now and collect the money, because he already was mechayiv an oinish of misa. And therefore, the roidif is also potter midei shemayim from paying him, because this person is not allowed to collect it from him. Therefore, Rava, didn't want to accept the return because since they had a din roidif, and Miryetzim, he was allowed to kill them. So it's Ke'ilu, like he killed them. So therefore, even to Rava, to Rava himself, they would be parted from any Tashlum of Bidei Shemayim, because that would be like Rava collecting two forms of Oinshim. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph brings a brayse that says that we know that a roidif is nitin lahatzilei b'nafshei. By a roidif, we're allowed to kill him in order to save the nirdaf, because we learn it out from a hekesh of Nayar Marosa. Tosis in Dibra Maschil Af asks that we already have a pasuk on the Gemara that find Beis on the Beis by Baba Machteres. We learn out from Vuhuka Meis that anybody is allowed to kill the Baba Machteres because he has a din of roidif. So we already see that you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, why do we need a hekesh to Nayar Marosa? Tosis answers that from there, from Vuhuka Meis, we see that it is a rishus because it says Ein Loi Donim. But from Nayar Marosa, it says we have to save the person, we learn that there is the choiva. Pashtis, you can understand in Taisis, that once you have two psukim, just like there's a chiyuv by roidif to save the person by killing the roidif, so too you have a chiyuv by Bava Machteres to kill the Bava Machteres, because you have a chiyuv to save the Balabayas. And that is Pashtis, how the Taisis Yom Kippur and Yuma understands, that at the end of the day, the same chiyuv you have by roidif, you have by Baba Machteres. However, the Rambam by Reidif in Hilchos Reitzeach Perek Aleph Halachavov writes, "Harei kol Yisrael mitzluvin lahatzil hanirdif." All Yisrael is mitzluvin to save the nirdif miyat haRedif from the hand of the Reidif. "Vafil benafshe shel Reidif," even with the nefesh of the Reidif. So he says, "Are you mitzluvin to save? There's a chiyuv to save the nirdif from the Reidif. You have to kill the Reidif." And the Rambam in Halacha Tezvav, over there in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, brings that you're over on an assay, and two lavim if you don't. You're over on the Katzoises Kapo, and you're over on Loisoches, and you're over on Loisamno Dam Reacho. So you see that you're over an assay, two lavim, and you have a chiv to actually kill the Reidif. However, by Baba Machteres, the Rambam brings a different nusach. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, Perek Tez Halacha Zayim, says, Habobim Achteres, Bein Bayurim, Bein Balayim, he comes side by day, side by night, Ein Loi Domim, he has no value to this person's life, there's no blood, Elim Horgu Balabayis, Oyeshar Ha'odam Potter, rather if the Balabayis kills him, or somebody else kills him, you're Potter. Says the Rambam, Rishus Yesh Chol, there's Rishus to everybody, Lahorgu to kill him, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, Sayin Chol, Sayin Shabbos, like the Gemara's Limud, it says, Ein Loi Dom. So we see in the Rambam that Bava Machteres, he does not use the Lashon that one is Mitzvah. Rather, he uses the Lashon that if one kills him, you're Potter, and only that there's a Shus for a person to kill him, either for the Balabayas to kill him, or for somebody else to kill him. So we see in the Rambam that he's a Mechalik between a Roidif to the Din of Bava Machteres, which we would see that the fact that we have two different Psukim. The Mepharshim explain, because when the Ganav comes in, it is not clear that the Ganav is actually going to kill the Balabayas, or maybe even the Balabayas won't stand up to the Ganav. So therefore, we don't actually know that there's a din of Roidif, an emissary din Roidif right now. However, the Torah matted up his dam, the Torah said, Ein Loi Domim, and therefore we only consider it a Rishos to kill him, and one is Potter if he kills him, but one is not the Chuyif to kill him, and therefore we have a chilek whereby a regular roidif, we know that the intent is that he's actually going to kill, he's chasing after to kill him. Well, even if he said he's going to kill him, we know what type of person he is, we're allowed to kill him. That is because it's clear that he's going to kill him, and therefore we have a chiv. The Bnei Chaya wants to be medayik from the Lashon, how he's medayik this, because it says in the Pasuk, a Lashon of Ein Loi Domim. Not that there's a mitzvah to kill him, but rather just that you're potter, he doesn't have any domim. And the Afikayam wants to be medayik from the Lashon of Vehuka v'meis. Vehuka is mashal Lashon that if you did hit him and he died, meaning that it's v'dievet, not that you have to go hit him. So there are those achronim that want to learn that this is what Taisis means. Just like the Rambam, that by Roidif there's a mitzvah, but by Bava Machteres there is only a rishus. If one says, like this Rambam, that by Baba Machteris is just a din of Ein Leidamim, and there's no Issa Vitzicha anymore, and one is not Mitzvah, and just that one is not going to be Chayef to kill, and one is not Oiver and Issa if they kill him, but he's not Mitzvah to kill him, because he's a Reidiv, so then we don't have the Teretz of the Achiezer anymore, because he no longer has a din like Bezdin, that he's Mitzvah to kill him, that he's Mechuyev and Misa to him. Rather, the Torah just matted up his dam. The Torah made that there's a reshus for a person to kill him. And therefore, one is not considered like he's collecting two einshim from him. And therefore, there should still be a din that a person is mechuyev to pay the money. Because it's not the vart that I have a chiyev anymore to the person. However, in Shiurei Reb David, he brings a Tosis in Ksuvis, the Flamed Alf, Flamed Alf. The Tosis over there is very busy with the Shita of, if it's Mamel Lezeh, B'tashlum Lezeh, one has to pay. So, if a person is chasing, a Reidif is chasing after somebody, and we know that if he's chasing after somebody, and he breaks the Kalim of somebody else, so then why don't we say that this is Misa Lezeh, B'tashlum Lezeh? So the Revo wants to say, that we know he's still part, and we consider le'echor. Why? Because he has a mechiyev misa to the whole world, and since he has a mechiyev misa, since anybody's allowed to kill him, so right now he broke the kalim of somebody's allowed to kill him, and he's a mechiyev misa to that person. That's what Tosis says. There's a Me'ivi that says like this. Also, if this is true, then Oibazoi by Abba Machteres says Reb David, where there's only a reshus that you Reb David Pivarsky, where there's only a reshus. Then how would he be potter on someone else's kalim? He only has a rishus. The person only has a rishus to kill him. Bishlama by the Balabais himself, the heter of Ein Leidamim, comes about because of the Balabais. So therefore, it's ki'ilu that he has a rishus to kill him. It's his Ein Leidamim that he shafted. So that is enough to create a din of kamlei with the rabbinate with the rishus to kill. But everyone else doesn't have a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone else is only allowed to kill him because there is an Ein Leidamim. He had the original Ein Leidamim that was shafted by the Balabais. So that could have a din of kamlei b'din rabbanei. But we have, to everybody else, there is no din of kamlei b'din rabbanei because they're not killing out the din that they're mitzvah to kill him. They're killing because there's Ein Leidamim. Since he has no damim, there is an inyan for pikuach nefesh that doesn't have an iser v'tzicha stopping it. So therefore, we don't have a din of misa lezeh. We have a din of Misa Lezeh, B'tashlum Lezeh, because they're not Mechayiv him a Misa. So, Reb David, Bukhari applies with this as a Tzorachim by Bob Machteres. So he says, maybe by Bob Machteres, he would be Chayiv to pay for Kalim of somebody else. But if you say it like this, then you could still say the Achiezer's Teretz, because we're still saying that it's not just the Vort that there's a Rishos, but from the Balabais himself, since the Balabais himself shafted this din of Ein Leidamim, he created this chiv, or this matzah, Ein Leidamim, is still shaykh to say that the Balabais himself is collecting two forms of payment, and therefore there's a din of kamleib deramine, but there's also a din that one is not mechuyiv in tashlum either, even bidei shemayim, like the Achiezer wanted to say.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultation, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.